3A, mobile.
04NNR.
Lieutenant, how are you on this fine day? KN4VWA, Steve, out of Inman.
I'm in Greenwood on a base station now. About 70 miles away from the repeater, but doing pretty good so far.
The repeater in fine style for Greenwood. I'm off today to go do work.
Sitting in front of the computer today. I'm off today myself. I go back Wednesday night to work, but just sitting in here getting a couple things done. I work up here in Greenville. So I work at Michelin Tire Company full-time, but on the side I have my own construction business.
Well, you at the main plant or over at Mark?
I'm one of the EP officers, so I pretty much ride around all the campuses, really.
Hey, I'm unfamiliar with that.
One of the guys riding around in the truck and all, but we do all the fire EMS and security stuff and safety, environmental, and everything else.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had to qualify through security and through you guys to come out to the main plant. I put in a digital imaging system out there in one of the X-ray positions a few years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of people come out there, that's for sure. Between all the plants nearby, I do 14-mile radius. I do the Mark, US-1, US-6, US-0, Twill, Prime, CDC. We've already covered all the ones around the Thompson campus.
Well, I'm sure that keeps you busy with all those construction vendors coming in and out of there, don't it?
We stay wide open all the time.
Down at Lexington, and I forgot to wear my steel toes in there. And they gave me a pair of those little rubber booty cover overs. Yeah, that was interesting.
They are definitely interesting, sure. We got a couple pair of those, and then at Mark campus we actually got some safety shoes we'll lend out to people too, but you know, each campus is different for sure.
Yeah, it's like its own little individual country between each of the different locations. Matter of fact, I put in one of these digital imaging systems up at Nova Scotia. Now that is a different world.
You would think Michelin's Michelin, but they're not. You know, there's a fence between every one of them, and every one of them does different things, and which makes our job hard because, like I said, we have to govern several different Michelins inside of each other, and every one of them's got a different set of rules and a different way they want to do things.
Now, what is that they've got out on 101? Is that just a distribution center?
Where's that on 101?
It's on Highway 101 coming out of Greer.
Yeah, I think they put a distribution set up there. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what they said they were doing. But I haven't been up there yet.
Yep. Well, hey, where are they manufacturing the aviation tires now?
Should be still out of Charlotte. Or they're near Charlotte somewhere.
Yeah, they manufacture rubber for just about anything you can think of. Yep. I never could get a free set of tires, though, even though I did them a couple of favors out there on the research end. I worked through Bark a few times.
Trying to get them free, you let me know, because I'd love to get some myself. I work for them.
In the old days, when they first started open in the 70s, they wanted all their employees riding on Michelin tires, and the employees for about the first 10 years they could buy one set of tires every 2 years for $5.
9 years ago, we used to get really good discounts 9 years ago. Like I said, I've been with them about 9 years, and we used to get them, you know, really cheap. But the problem was that so many people started buying them and taking them up to flea markets and that and other, and so they pretty much stopped it all across the board with it.
Voice of Idiots and screw things up, isn't there?
There's always a couple people in the crowd, for sure.
Take a ride on over to Gaffney. I got to go over to Gaffney and get some work done and do a state compliance testing for a fellow over there for his x-ray machine and get him all fixed up. And make sure the state of South Carolina don't jump on his back again.
Lost up with x-rays, huh? Sound like you do a lot of things in dealing with x-rays, huh?
Well, that is my business, and that's what I do for a living. Just about any kind you can think of. Industrial, chiropractic, veterinarian, medical. If it's x-ray, produces an x-ray beam, I work on it.
Anything to get you in trouble, Steve, W2T.
No, keep me out of trouble. Yeah, buddy. I'm sweet and innocent, Rusty. And I'm in Greenwood, but this is what you gotta watch out for. What's your name down in Greenwood?
KO4NMR.
And I think you and I have talked here before, and I heard Steve in there, and I just had to pull his chain. Hey, Steve, I've gotten another year older today, so I can harass you all I want. It's my birthday today, so you know, I'm not gonna take anything from anybody today. Go ahead.
That one day a year that you have leeway to take leave, have at it, bud. Because the rest of the year, I mean, you know, you're such a target.
By the way,
happy birthday, Rusty.
Thanks, guys. And hit you on that, Steve, and everything. Oh, trying to clean up some stuff on the computer. I got a bunch of these crappy things coming in and emails, and they're addressed to somebody at something Gmail, and they're coming into my Bell South account. It's, you know, I know what it is, so I just delete it and get rid of it. But anyway, I hate it because it takes up space on the computer. And all. But good morning, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got this radio put in up here, and all my, I'm glad I did it done. I'm only on medium power, about 75 miles away, it seems like. But I got an antenna about 80 feet up in the air, a GP6 Comet.
I've been fed up with a few of those that were on our bands here the last couple of days. So, you know, it is what it is, as they say. And all. But I just heard you in there, Steve, and I wanted to holler at you. I got to get back over here and do a couple of things. And as the only slave on the plantation, I got to take care of all the chores today. So that's where I was headed, just as I wandered through the room. Talk to you later, Steve. KN4VWA and... to take it, W2T.
Happy birthday, Rusty, and just remember two things. Crap in, crap out. And try not to commit any ID10T errors. 73s. Oh, hey, Jerry, so are you just going to take it easy today?
I got like I said, I do construction on the side and all, so I'm remodeling the kitchen and all, and building cabinets and all. So just painted the cabinet doors last night, and they should go back in there and put another coat on them.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to start thinking that you're an industrious capitalist.
I work about every day. Every day but Sunday. Sunday's the only days I try not to work. But I pretty much stay busy and getting into hobbies and different things. But, you know, I work to work for sure.
Yeah, I'm in process of trying to remodel a room and double its size up in my man cave. I'm going to make a room, 12 by 12, make it 12 by 24. And the grandkids are loving that because I'm going to put my train room in there. We're gonna do O-gauge trains.
Pretty mine is in the trains and all, and he's a similar train room. They pretty neat. That's a good hobby to get into, but it's just like anything else, it gets expensive. You know, a lot of different parts and things to buy.
Yeah, well, like I say, the difference between me is the toys. And I got too many hobbies. Matter of fact, I'm into radio-controlled aircraft and also into building plastic models. Fortunately, plastic models is not real expensive.
Keep you busy. That's all that matters for sure. What do you like?
We'll say the important thing is it keeps me out of trouble. I'm not so sure.
Trouble on most things, but as you start spending a lot of money, then you're like, well, you're kind of in trouble now.
That's why I'm going out to work this morning. I work. I got to play for my toys. Get her done, and I will talk to you again soon when you're up this way. Give us a holler when you hear us on there. I believe you said, well, now I see. When you get to my age, you just cannot retain. What do you say your call sign was?
4NNR, and I'll be back up in Greenville by Wednesday night. I'm on night shift right now.
Mike Romeo?
Kilo Oscar 4, November Romeo.
NNR, okay, alright. KO4, NNR. I enjoyed talking to you this morning. You be careful out there and don't hit your thumb with a hammer. Later on, KN4, BWA, clear after you find
me. Ian, like I said, I'll be around. We'll get up again another day. Clear this time, KO4, NNR.